In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We go out to the hotline and welcome in Creed Humphrey, who has got some really cool stuff going on in Kansas City, including this Friday through Sunday out at T-Mobile Center, part of Outlaw Days. The Creed's Crew section is actually sold out for all three nights. This is year three of partnering with the PBR and the KC Outlaws. Creed, it's good to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So how excited are you for this weekend? We've seen you obviously heavily involved in PBR here for a while.
Yeah, really pumped. You know, this is my third year being involved with the Outlaws, and it's been super fun to be involved with them. The Outlaw Days are an incredible thing. You know, it's really fun to go watch, and action-packed, just super fun for people of all ages, so it's a blast.
Did you think that when you started in the NFL, you'd be having a Creed section at a PBR event? Is that something you had predicted?
Yeah, no, I can't really say that was on my bingo card. But yeah, no, it's awesome, man. It's a blessing.
also, they say that couples should have hobbies together, right? Your fiance works in this as well. What has it been like between the two of you to get to do it together?
No, yeah, my girlfriend Anna, she's doing it too, and she's involved with the Outlaws, and she does a great job. You know, she's a lot better at, you know, handling the social media stuff than I am, like making videos, things like that. So she helps me out a lot too whenever I'm doing that stuff. But yeah, it's a blast to be able to do stuff with her.
That's my bad. Not trying to jumpstart the relationship to a different level, but with your girlfriend Creed, and you talk about that kind of stuff that you guys do when you guys go out socially. Is it you let her do all the, you know, this is one person's usually the big personality who wants to be social. One kind of lays back. Are you the layback type?
Yeah, probably. I'd say I am. Yeah, we work well together, though.
We're talking to Creed Humphrey here on 96.5 The Fan. Obviously, I got to ask you about this offensive performance. I know in the locker room you were talking a little bit about just having fun again. Just what changed for you guys offensively on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I think it was, like we said, you know, just we kind of had fun with it. You know, we played with the swagger. It was good to feel that again, you know. So we just got to continue doing that consistently. And proud of how the guys, you know, practiced throughout the week, prepared for the game, and they showed up ready to play.
It hasn't been, you know, the most streamlined start for Kingsley's start to the NFL, but we were talking yesterday on the show. It seems like the last 2 weeks in particular, that left side of the offensive line for you guys is really starting to figure things out.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's two young guys over there, and both of them have immense talent. So being able to see those guys working together, you know, grow as a pair over there on the left side, and you know, start playing well together and everything, you know, it's awesome to see. And, you know, they both have so much talent, you know, they have so much potential. So it's exciting to see them get to work and get after it.
What's kind of stood out about, I guess, them individually, like for Kingsley in particular, right? He's coming off a tackle and then having to learn guard. He's never played guard. Like, I mean, and you've been able to play one position. Is it hard, do you think, in your mind, or you've been impressed by his ability to change tasks, change assignments?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really impressive. It's a new position. You know, a lot of people think it's just, you know, offensive line is the same thing. But, you know, when you're playing different spots, I mean, there's five different spots for a reason. It's five different positions. So to see him be able to switch to there, and, you know, he's playing really well right now, it's exciting to see.
We did see in the offseason. Were you excited? The NFL added Protector of the Year. So you have a chance to win some kind of NFL awards, you know, before they didn't respect the offensive linemen.
Yeah, hopefully there's a another music video that comes out pretty soon to promote it. But
that seems like that's a challenge, perhaps.
No, yeah, it's awesome to see though. Just the big guys getting love. It's a great thing, and like it was long overdue for something like that to come out. So I'm excited about it.
We're talking to Creed Humphrey here on 96.5 The Fan. You know, we had Alex Smith on the show last week, and he was talking about his experience with Andy Reid when in 2015 that team got off to a 1-5 start. And he mentioned just kind of how Andy handled it and the patience and the calmness. Now that you guys are leveled at 2-2, if you could take us back even the last few weeks, just what's it been like, you know, 2 weeks ago compared to maybe the mood and the atmosphere now?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody in the building knew what we can do, what kind of team we can be. It's just a matter of, you know, being able to, you know, put the work in and get to that position. So, you know, it was frustrating at times, you know, being 0-2 and everything, but we knew what we could do. So it was more just staying focused on, you know, the controllables and how we can handle how our approach to the week goes and everything like that. And then things would fall into place. So, you know, everybody stayed calm, everybody stayed relaxed, but everybody stayed focused, which is a good thing.
We were talking yesterday on the show that the kind of the aftermath of also the Sunday night football game, and I don't know if you had a chance to catch any of that. Of course, the 40-40 tie with the Cowboys and Packers, and there's been a lot of conversation anytime that happens. Hey, you know, should we have ties? Where are you at as a player? You've played competitive football your whole life, so what have you ever had a tie?
I'm trying to think if I've ever had. I don't think I've ever had a tie. No. Preseason games, I think we've tied before.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
What do you make? Like, do you think that should be a thing, or should it? Hey, no, someone's got to win this thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a competitor, so I'd like to see a win and a loss, not a tie. But you know, I understand reasons for it and stuff. So you know, for me, I'm indifferent about it. But yeah.
Back to the off season a little bit. One of the big storylines obviously was whether or not they were going to get something done with Trey. We know that you guys are really good friends. That doesn't seem to be a secret. You guys are very, very close. Was it hard trying to stay on the outside being like, I hope they sign Trey back, knowing that like the risk of losing a very good friend would be different? Cause in the NFL players move, but at the same time, it's, you guys seem closer than average, I guess.
Yeah. You know, for me, it was, you know, I want what's best for Trey. So, you know, I was just letting the process play out. You know, we stayed in touch. We talked throughout and everything. But for me, it was, you know, I was rooting for Trey, and whatever is the best thing happened for him would happen. So, you know, I'm very happy we've got a thing done in Kansas City, and he's going to be here for a while. You know, it's a blast playing beside him.
I like to think it's like a sitcom. Do you guys, like, have houses next to each other where, like, the yards connect? Or are you guys thinking about that next?
No, not that. we're close though. Yeah.
One of your teammates, Isaiah Pacheco, during training camp, told us, you know, he was down in Puerto Rico at a Bad Bunny concert, and like they did the jersey swap and everything. Bad Bunny, of course, named the halftime performer. Hopefully, in a game and a performance that you can't even watch because you guys will be in the locker room. Hopefully, but do you listen to Bad Bunny? What do you make of that news?
Yeah, you know, I've heard a couple of his songs. I know he's, you know, extremely popular, so. Yeah, that, you know, for me, it's pretty cool, I guess. But, yeah, I know a lot of people like him, so I'm sure it was a good fit.
Who's your dream artist? I mean, what kind of do you listen to? If you could have anybody play a Super Bowl halftime for you, who is it?
Oh, I mean, I feel like we'd have to go with Creed, you know? Creed would have to be
it. fair enough.
It makes the most sense for you, admittedly.
Yeah.
When you look at, like, where the team, like, now going forward, Andy always says, we're game to game, we're week by week. Is it hard sometimes to not standing check or keep an eye on the things when you feel like maybe you're chasing people in the division or chasing people at the top of the AFC when you haven't been behind that in a long time, it seems like?
Yeah, you know, for us, it's just staying focused on the task of, you know, the present. So just focusing on the game that week and handling your business then. And if you do that, things will usually fall into place.
Creed, you told us about Outlaw Days, which is coming up this week, and you also have a pretty cool event going on at Boulevard Brewing, the Tailgate Gala, next month.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've been working with Boulevard for a few years now, and it's been a dream, you know, partnership with them. So it's been a lot of fun, and yeah, we're doing a gala coming up later this month to, you know, benefit with the harvesters to help fight hunger.
Yeah, whole campaign, Creed of the Crop, Tailgate Gala, October 21st over at Boulevard Brewing. I know you guys will have the raffle, meet and greet, barbecue buffet, of course, beer, and people can go to harvesters.org as well.
Yeah, definitely. We're really excited about it. It's always a great event, so we're excited about it.
Creed, we really appreciate the time. So wait, just one last question on the Protector of the Year. Are you already working on a music video, or are you requesting we make one for you?
I can't say I'm working on a music video. No, I'm not. But hopefully someone out there is.
There you go. There you go. Now everybody knows. Creed, appreciate it, man. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys so much.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.